Tom Cerruturi now joining us. Congratulations, Coach.
Thanks, Schulte.
Did you get what you wanted accomplished today?
Well, I don't. I think you're always probably a little greedy as a coach, Schulte. And you know, we got a lot of work, but we also there's a lot of bright things in this game right there too. So again, you know, you'll see more when we look at tape. But I was especially happy with our second period. I thought again, the first period we were pretty good early, and then right around the 15-minute mark. When we scored our second goal right there, we didn't get a shot for the next 8 or 9 minutes, and we got sloppy. We didn't manage the puck very well, and Bitzer had to make a few good saves right there. And again, that's the biggest thing. We want to make sure that our habits are good, and again, our habits were kind of, they were a little average there for a while right there for a spurt in the first period. But again, second period, I thought we were pretty darn good, even though we only scored one goal. I thought we had a lot of zone time.
Well, Tom, I think the big question from fans coming into this season is definitely the defense with the loss of Wendell and Prepovesis and Rendell. And you've got a lot of different guys that have come in for that. You got obviously a lot of your returning scorers and goaltending returning this year. As a coach, it kind of changes from year to year what you need to replace. But is it more difficult to replace defensive players or offensive players in your opinion?
Defensive players by 1,000 miles, best. And there's no question about it. And this is going to be work in progress. There's no question about that. And if you ever want to be deep in an area, you want to be deep on the back line, obviously. And but we like where we're at right now. These guys are young, but they're eager. And we like our experience with Ruslan and Graham and Brett. We're going to lean on those guys a lot, and their roles need to change too. I mean, those guys didn't get a lot of penalty killing or defensive situations last year, and so again, we're going to ask a lot out of those guys right now too. So I think the biggest thing is that every day you just work with them, and I think again it was a good night for those guys just to get some experience and play in front of fans and referees.
You had one official practice yesterday. Did you get any special teams work done yesterday, or was that all today?
No, we did. We probably went for about 20 minutes, Schulte, yesterday on the kill, and then we did we had 3 4-minute reps, quite honestly. Each we had 3 power play units today. Each one of those guys got 4 minutes, 5 on 0. That's all. The rest has just been basically grease board work.
Well, with all the returning players that you have, how much line juggling are you know? Obviously, the exhibition game, a great chance to try different things. But even when the non-conference schedule starts next week, how much line changing and swapping of players and partners on the defense do you usually do before you try to settle down into more of a regular lineup?
I don't know. You know what? I'm just going to take that day to day. I'm not even going to take it game to game. I'm going to take it day to day because, to me, our practices are like games right now, and those guys have to play like it's a game. And, we're obviously, again, they're playing for the opportunity of getting minutes on Friday and Saturday night, and that's kind of how we're dealing with things right there. So as far as just trying to, what we're going to do as far as juggling of lines and D pairings and all that type of thing for Duluth, hey, we're going there to win games. So, we're just going to go there with what we feel the best lineup is, and then we just got to play accordingly. And, if somebody gets injured, somebody doesn't play well, then we might have to do some things. But, again, I just want to play. I don't want to use the old term one day at a time, but that's how we have to look at things as a coaching staff right now.
You've got those decisions to make, and you've got 2 pretty experienced goalies back in Jesse and Bitzer as well. That is a good problem to have, though, isn't it?
Well, Reed's experienced, too. I think Reed's experienced. He might not have the minutes, but he's played a lot of hockey, and we think he's very experienced as well. So I think we have 3 experienced goalies, Schulte, and that's good. It's good to have.
Well, like a year ago, Tom, you guys are up against it, so to speak, in the start of the season with Duluth, North Dakota, and Mankato, all top-ranked hockey teams, but you got to play the best to be the best, right?
Well, it's just the way it is, I guess. I mean, the bottom line is you're going to play your non-conference games in October. That's when you have the schedule frees you up for those games. So it's just you're going to play those teams. So it's just win, and it's just you're going to play those non-conference games basically in October. It's just when the schedule fits for those teams.
We'll see you next week in Duluth, Coach.
All right, guys.
Tom Cerruturi, head coach of the Beavers, with us on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show today.